Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Doctor, doctor.
Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. I hope you had a good holiday, you know. First back, goodness, I can't believe it's December. Can you? I mean, I'm just amazed at how time just flies. Anyway, I hope you had a good Thanksgiving. Hope you didn't eat too much. Didn't overeat. Watched the alcohol and sweets, and all was well. And so we got a great show. Thanks for joining us here on American Voice Radio Network. Magical Engineer Frank and I, we're going to be talking about the critical prosthetics. Ever hear about those? Ooh, new age of prosthetics coming. Also, we're going to be talking about some flu studies. If we get time, we got some other things we can touch on as well, and a quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and Semper Fi to righteous men and women in uniform, lifting them up in prayer, praying for all of America, righteous leadership, pleading to the Lord for righteousness and truth like we're supposed to in Isaiah 59. And because that's what happens. If you want action, you have to ask. You got to plead for truth and justice. And, you know, those are righteousness things to plead for. And a big guy upstairs is going to hear if we all seek the Lord's face, sincerity of our hearts, of course, and mind the time. It grows short. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, what do we got first up in the quack report? The new study, let's see, Clinical Endocrinology and Metabolism Journal has a study on antibiotics. They think it raises your risks of diabetes by 50%. They said there's some potential connection between overuse of antibiotics. Of course, we know about the drug-resistance bacteria, but now they say it could lead you down the road, increase your risk to getting diabetes. So what they said was if you were given five or more prescriptions over a period of 15 years, 53% more likelihood you're going to get type 2 diabetes, they say. So they said there's this evidence that bacteria in your gut is changed, influenced, and it affects the metabolism, so there's like this chain reaction. And type 2 diabetes is up. 29 million Americans have diabetes, up 3 million from 2010. All right. Last but not least in the quack report, this is about dating, trying to find the one true love. Well, you know, Valentine's Day will be here soon enough, but according to this report, that regular dating is out. Not going to happen. New era in how to find your soulmate. According to a report, they have full sensory virtual reality, behavior-based matching for key features. So, you know, you probably heard about the eHarmony and all that stuff, but they have an added dimension. It's called DNA matching. Oh, yeah. Online dating by 2040 will require not only all these new technology changes, but DNA matching, right? There's going to be like a commissioner of relationships, I bet you anything. And the supercharged dating, online date trends, so relationships, just, you know, meeting somebody, you know, matchmaker, your family, your mother matching you up with somebody, all that's gone. Out by the wayside, throw it out. It's now the new technology wave and DNA to find your one true love. Yeah, blood testing. Just going to determine who you're going to spend your life with, right? Goodness, what's up with that? And that wraps the quack report. That's all, folks. Yeah, can you imagine they run your DNA against the criminal database? Find your true match? Goodness. All right. I know. I just get overrun with advancements, I guess, and I just try to, you know, just make it simple, please. Do so much better when things aren't real, real complicated. All right, so speaking of complications, we're going to be talking about the critical prosthetics. Interesting stuff. Some good and bad. you know, as with everything these days. But let's just explore it, because, you know, technological advancements, you know, kind of led to an explosion in the field of bionic body parts, right? I ran this by my youngest of three. He already knew all about it. I'm like, really? Okay. Artificial organs and prosthetics have given patients options in regards to replacing failing or missing organs and limbs. So there's this new generation of bionic limbs featuring touch bionics, which are called iLimb. And the bionics have extended uses due to new software, microcompressors, better battery packs, and smaller, lighter parts. So this makes for a new generation of bionics more efficient, user-friendly, and, of course, more lifelike. Now, the Smithsonian states bionics is the next step to improving our bodies, because guess what? Body parts are now replaceable. You know, don't worry about killing your liver or spleen. We'll just sell you a bionic one. Goodness. All right. Let's look at these organ bionics, because, you know, currently the biotech industry produces bionic spleens, pancreases, lungs, eyes, ears, and limbs. Industry has made it possible for quadriplegics to have control over their limbs with brain implants to bypass the broken circuits of the spinal cord. Yeah, that's a good thing. But, you know, when we get to the weird part of this, that's where I have an issue. Do you remember, I know you do, Frank, a 1970s TV series called The $6 Million Man? Remember that? Lee Majors, the actor, played the accident patient who was outfitted with new technology to give him extraordinary abilities. And, you know, he played in the show this spy secret weapon for the military. Well, today, bionic limbs are reality, where patients can control their mechanical limbs through electrodes, which are stimulated by muscular signals from the patient. All right. Yes, Frank, are you weighing in? DNA compatible girlfriend, bionic woman. Yeah. How? That's a good question. Let's just back up a minute. Okay, so you're going to submit your DNA to find your one true love, and you are matched with a bionic woman. Mm-hmm. Like that one. That's good. Thank you, Frank. I needed a laugh. I really did. A lot of tension. A lot of tension these days. Got to have that outlet. All right. Back on track, we're talking about a bionic man, mechanical limbs, electrodes that stimulate by muscular signals from the patients. That's good. You know, in 2013, near London, scientists assembled a lot of these artificial organs, bionic components, and as many as possible in order to build what they consider the first bionic man. And there was a documentary on this, October 2013, it was on the Smithsonian Channel. You may have seen it. So at first, the team was assembling parts of the bionic man to operate separately from one another and without the body. But eventually, the bionic man at this stage is really switched on, operational, through a computer and special software. And scientists are quickly learning how to replace a lot of human, you know, the human nervous system with the circuits, the plastic, and all these other parts. Now, bioethicists have reservations about a collection of artificial organs which function together, creating a single bionic man. They have concern here. All right. Let me read you a quote by Rich Walker. He's the managing director of Bionic Man. He says this: how much of a human being can be replaced and still be considered human? Well, Rich, I think that's the $10 million question. For real. All right, and then let's get to the mind meld part. Skeptics are kind of laughing about the concept that a bionic man will come to any reality or use. After all, artificial intelligence is just that, artificial. However, technology is being developed now, as we speak, to take a human consciousness and implant it into an artificial human, you know,
a robot, a bionic man, cyborg, whatever. You know, upon the natural death of a person, supposedly, they want to help that person live on indefinitely inside a mechanical body. So this project, this is a real project, folks. It's called Atom and Eve. Atom is spelled A-T-O-M. And its developers anticipate full operation and open for business, specializing in transferring a human consciousness into what is essentially a robot in about 30 years. So the company in charge of making all this happen is Humai, and they state that their mission is to, quote, reinvent the afterlife. So their sales pitch is really, you know, bringing dead people back to life. Well, it would make any Egyptian jealous because, you know, the Egyptians were obsessed with the afterlife. But right now, Humai is working on nanotechnology that can also repair our brain as it gets older, as we age, and improve on the brain cells that we have. So they have this service to sell before and after death. Right? I don't think the owners of Humai heard God say it is appointed upon man once to die. They don't want to let you die, apparently. We'll see, 30 years from now. Well, let's look at some of the human advancements, or enhancements, I should say, because that's what a lot of this this technology is about, making you better, because apparently, you know, picking up where God left off is the attitude. Currently, the general population, you know, very comfortable with knee or hip replacements, even though they are artificial joints. But the problem comes in when technology advanced body parts start to set people apart. So no one seems to have a problem with, you know, artificial parts that, you know, like an eye that can help someone regain their eyesight, or amputees to walk again. Nobody has a problem with that. That's perfectly acceptable. But if enhancements allow humans to gain what would appear to be superhuman capabilities, this is where bioethicists and theologians have concerns. So, when science starts to make people seem less human and more like machines, this can be more than a cause for debate. So there is this chatter that implants could turn the human brain into a semi-organic supercomputer, or, you know, give people enhanced senses and maybe be able to see sound travel at the speed of light. So the area of prosthetics is also emerging with more sophisticated products. One company called Biome wants to resolve the problem where amputees have with chafing and sores while they wear their limbs, their prosthetics. And so they're developing ways to incorporate the prosthetic directly into the body surgically. So prosthetic integration is on the horizon at Johns Hopkins lab. So to assure the integrated limbs work properly, they are exploring ways of hooking up the nervous system to the limb and avoid the required internet connection that would be hacked. You know, you can, you know, can you imagine your limb is hacked and it's out of control? Well, that's possible. So therefore, they are looking to establish this direct uplink or interface to the brain itself with the artificial limb. Let me read you this quote by John Donahue. He's director of Brown University Restorative and Regenerative Medicine. He says this: there will come a time when a person has a stroke, and if we can't repair it biologically, there will be an option to get a technology treatment that will rewire their brain. I don't know. You'd have to know all the risks with that one. You know, but here's the thing. They got to get past some of the body functions. They still have some stumbling blocks ahead of them. The problem with these man-made devices, it causes the immune system to react. It causes them to react, create scar tissue or adhesions, and which restricts normal function. And another problem they've encountered with the artificial organs or parts is that blood likes to clot around these foreign objects. And scientists and surgeons, what they're doing is they're testing new coatings to help the body accept the artificial parts and block these reactions. So what will the coatings do? I don't know. I mean, look what happened with breast implants. It causes lupus, right? So who knows what will happen with the coatings? I don't know. Well, let's look at some of the expenses with the artificial. The more sophisticated the technology becomes, it seems these modern medicine treatments, more expensive they get. According to Worcester Polytechnic Institute, a robotic arm, bionic arm, can range between $20,000 and $120,000. And the problem is most insurance companies question the expense of using a bionic device as being medically necessary, and when they typically only pay 50 to 80% towards their traditional prosthetic. Now, some insurance plans, get this, they only allow for one prosthetic limb per patient during their entire lifetime. However, as technology advances continue, the cost of these bionic parts could come within the reach of the average pocketbook. Okay, now take note of this. In 2015, a company called Open Bionics, they looked into affordable body replacement parts created with 3D printers. So they hope to offer bionic hands at a more reasonable, affordable price of $3,000, which would be a big savings over the current price of $100,000. So the company is offering bionic body parts that are custom made in different colors, but can be designed by the patient to include, you know, something more personal like family photos or a tattoo. Other features would be limbs that glow like a flashlight, or it can even play music. And if you can think of it, they say we can design it. So they can even design the limb with a hidden compartment so you can store your flash drive or your lipstick. Now, other body parts manufactured with the 3D printers right now are human ears, okay? And recently, now this one kind of took me back, but okay, I'm going to say it. Okay, I have to just say it because there's just a way of dancing around this one. Recently, a Scottish man received an 8-inch bionic penis due to a childhood accident that left him without one. It was a extensive surgery, let's just say that. And I asked the question, does this mean it's time to sell the Viagra stock? I think it might be. Yep. All right. You know, I just want a simple life. Just give me something that's simple, you know, because as we travel through time at what appears to be warp speed, we find ourselves in a time not unfamiliar to the past. There was a time in history where the inhabitants of the world were very advanced. And according to the Creator, he said this, "Behold, the people is one, and they have all one language. And this they begin to do, and now nothing will be restrained from them which they have imagined to do." Genesis 11:6. So the technology giants, Apple and Samsung, are removing the language barriers and have 32 languages in which you would speak in your language and the person hears you in their language in real time. So the UN soon will have no need for human translators. The point is, mankind got into a lot of trouble when there was no language barrier and no restraints. And it appears we have, it appears we are on a similar course. Yeah, we got the artificial intelligence, we got the GM foods and vaccines, the technology that monitors your every move. And this really should give everyone pause, and we should learn from the past. So we should also do all we can to provide really good nutrition and toxin removal to our existing bodies, the ones we were born with. This in itself takes a big burden off the system, lessens the likelihood of organ failure. So if you've never done organ cleansing, you should educate yourself on how easy it is, but important to do it correctly. So if you want to find out more, or if you want to order some organic organ cleanses, you might want to call Apothecary Herbs. You can give them a call. Their number is 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. If you're outside the U.S., dial 704-885-0277. 704-885-0277 is the international number. Or you can visit them online at thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. You can click on Healthy Guidelines, and you can click on the Organ Cleanse link there, and it kind of gives you a brief synopsis of how you should do organ cleansing properly and safely. So check that out. You'll remove pharmaceutical residues, heavy metals, radioactive particles, preservatives, and, you know, call, get a free product catalog, because, you know, if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. Let me read you this quote from one satisfied customer. His name's Bill Knott in New York. He says, using your top quality supplements has been a game changer for me. Yep. Yep. Price is going to determine quality, isn't it? Always has, always will. ThePowerHerbs.com. Check that out. If you're on there, sign up for the newsletters, because you'll get healthy information each and every week, and it's free. That's empowering, too. Yeah, take that power back. Stay healthy. Stay well. So you won't have to, you know, get body parts replaced. You know, aside from trauma and accident, war, birth defects, you know, take care of yourself. Keep your original equipment. ThePowerHerbs.com, so you can really sidestep a lot of problems and look for natural solutions to everyday problems on there, ThePowerHerbs.com. Well, you know, it's going to be, again, the Christmas holiday before we know it. I know Magical Engineer Frank is going to play us a little Christmas ditty here in a little bit. And just keep in mind, you know, from October through February, we get lots of sugar in these holidays, and this will really impact your immune system, and this is why we have problems with the flu and colds and things like that. So I know this is really weird cough going around this neck of the woods, East Coast, southern parts. People are coughing, can't seem to get rid of it. So it lingers a bit, but you've got herbal tools that help you sidestep that problem in a skinny minute. ThePowerHerbs.com has a whole line of immune-boosting products, some that are broad-spectrum and some that are more targeted. So stock up. If you didn't stock up for Cyber Monday, why not? You should have. Well, if you missed it, big 20% off sale. Then you could go use the coupons on the coupon page and still save. That's at ThePowerHerbs.com. Big green button, top left corner. Click on that. And there's a couple of coupons you can use in your shopping cart or over the phone or however you'd like to use it when you place an order, so that you can still save and stock up, you know, sidestep a lot of the problems that are floating around for the holidays and still enjoy the holidays. You know what I mean? All right. Well, we're going to take a break here, but when we come back, we're going to be talking about some flu studies, what the media is saying about those. Also, we may get to talk about some of the bitter medicines and why they're bitter. Why are they bitter? Why did God do that? Also, I don't know if we'll get to our beetroot. I love beets. You love beets? Good for the blood. Lots of minerals there for the blood, so it holds on to oxygen better. When we come back from the break, we'll learn about that. We'll be right back.
Some days we can't see the joy that surrounds us. So caught up inside ourselves, we take when we should give. So for tonight, can be, and on this day what we still can't see. It's up to us to be the change. And even though we all can still do more, there's so much to be thankful.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663. For international callers, 704-875-8010. That's toll-free, 866-229-3663, or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
007, your assignment is to find out what herb secrets herbalist Wendy Wilson has on Herb Talk Live.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
be talking about the flu studies and get a little inkling of what's going on here, because there's a lot of debate. You know, is the stuff that we hear from the CDC and from scientific journals a lot of propaganda, or is, you know, the flu vaccine a necessity, or is it just hype? Well, let's look at what the British Medical Journal is saying. They said, well, you know, really nothing new, as the British Medical Journal has been warning, actually, the medical community and people that the flu vaccine is really a hoax that's been played out and a fraud that really exposes medical science as, well, just being what it's been doing, being naughty. They list some specific studies, teams of their medical researchers who understand how you should conduct a real study found that a high percentage of the data in favor of your flu vaccines is unsupported by facts. They also showed that the studies sponsored by the pharmaceutical companies were more likely to be published by medical journals than the studies of similar size by other funders that were more not as prominent. So, you know, it's the sponsored studies by the pharmaceutical companies that are the ones that they're looking at that, you know, well, you know, it's the hen, it's the fox, you know, watching the hen house kind of thing. Now, studies published in the medical journals are cited more, given more prominence, then they're more accepted by, you know, the scientific community. But the British Medical Journal reported that there's a significant lack or gap between study results and the conclusions that would make it qualify as a poor quality study. So they're not connecting the dots there. The study's saying one thing, but the research facts are saying something else. So the author of the article, Dr. Peter Dashi, he even said that the flu studies, what you see is not what you get. So what you need to know about these promotions on the flu products, well, it'd be a real eye-opener to you, wouldn't it? Because everywhere you look is get your flu shots, everywhere you look. So there's a red flag out there for everyone who wants to see it, that there's unprecedented growth in the flu vaccine manufacturing industry and all the sales that accompany it. In the 1990s, the U.S. pharmaceutical companies made a mere 32 million doses of the flu vaccine, compared to today's figure of 135 million, which is over a 4,000% increase in just 24 years. So that's 180% increase per year. So this is really a good example that disease is economically driven, and you need to look at who gains or profits from disease. In other words, who's driving the plague bus, and what has helped to push the flu market into an unprecedented growth is a lack of controls. So there's very little, if any, remedy for vaccine damages anymore. And it used to be that in order to get a vaccination, it was really necessary to have it administered by, you know, a trained medical professional in a clinical setting, like a doctor's office or a hospital. Today, clerks behind the drug counter give you the vaccine. Flu shots are given at supermarkets and drive-thrus. And let me ask you, has the public demanded this? No. No, the public has not. It's been orchestrated by a massive public health campaign. And the question is the health of the public the goal? Well, let's look at the average person really... You know, they tend to put their trust in their doctor and their pharmaceutical industry. But, you know, why? And what have you checked out? This is an industry, for the most part, that purchases the medical journals and the articles the doctors read. So they're the ones feeding the medical doctors this information. And is it true or not? It pushes their products. So... an average patient who does not do their homework and takes their doctor's advice for everything, you know, you're going to find yourself at some point behind the eight ball and wish you had checked everything out. So, you know, I've been to stores and people checking me out have been really sick, and I ask them, you know, if they're okay. You know, and they've come to tell me, well, I'm usually never sick. I never miss a day of work, but I wish I could go home. You know, and you just ask them, well, what's different here? And they tell you, well, I was fine until I got the flu shot, basically. So let me read you this quote by Dr. Peter Dashi, John Hopkins University School of Medicine, Baltimore, Maryland. He says, most of the flu studies, 70% of them, were of such poor quality with an over-optimistic conclusion that it's not supported by the data presented, end of quote. And this is another quote by Dr. Blaylock, Russell Blaylock of the Blaylock Wellness Report. He read Dr. Dashi's research, and he said, here's the bottom line. The vast number of people who get the flu vaccine aren't going to get any benefit, but they are going to get all the risks and complications. Dashi's article is a breath of fresh air. The article exposes in well-defined and articulate terms what has been known for a long time, that the flu vaccine promotion is a fraud, end of quote. Well, according to Dr. Dashi's report on the flu studies, he states that if you believe the statistics from the CDC and the flu trials, the influenza vaccine is the most important medicine on the planet that prevents 50% of deaths. So if that were true, he points out that no one's considering that it's malpractice to make available only 135 million doses of a flu vaccine when there's 315 million people living in the United States. So the studies that the CDC chooses to refer to supporting the flu vaccine program are implausible, according to Dashi. So to make the claim that the vaccine saves lives, there has to be solid research, he says, and statistical evidence behind it. So if you deliver evidence to the contrary to the CDC, they will acknowledge that you brought it to them, but they will not debate it, and they won't do anything with it. So here is what the CDC knows. There's 1 in 6 viral bugs that actually are influenza, and when hundreds of influenza specimens are tested annually, only 16% of them test positive to be influenza. So the influenza that they're supposedly inoculating against. So a report on last year's flu vaccine, the one before that, 2012 and 13, it showed that 9% had a 9% effective rate and protected the elderly from the flu. But that statistic is most likely flawed, according to Dr. Dashi, because the CDC lumps in with your influenza, pneumonia, and bronchitis in with that flu statistic. So it's not just all influenza. That's why most people, you know, will get the flu shots. And they think it did not protect them from the flu, because it didn't. It really didn't. So what it comes down to is your pharmaceutical companies and your modern medicine perceive everyone as a patient with something to be managed with their drug therapy. So everything under the sun is turned into a social health risk or concern. For example, bad breath or flatulence used to be embarrassing, just a nuisance, but now it's become a social concern, and in some countries, an offense with legal ramifications. So medical conditions of every sort have been taken to an epidemic level that drug companies want to manage. So take another example, the psychiatric field changing their definitions on minor behaviors to be more serious conditions requiring drug treatment. So remember, you know, you had an aunt or uncle, grandparent that was kind of a pack rat growing up. Well, now it's called hoarding, and you need drugs for that. So the medical slant is that everyone is dysfunctional or either psychologically or mentally off, and everyone has to have some drugs in their cabinet so they can live some normal lives. So why would the flu vaccine be any different from that? Well, it isn't. And protecting you from future diseases is where medicine is heading. They want to sell patients drugs now to prevent a disease that may manifest, but not yet, but may manifest down the road. That's their next big payday. For instance, you know, if you have a family tree, people have heart disease, so you're 20 years old, doctor may say, we need to get you on these heart medicines now so you don't get heart disease later in life. But, you know, that's malpractice for treating you for a disease that doesn't even exist. That's unethical, in their own words, in their own paperwork, in their own medical books. Here's another example, convincing women to get mastectomies before they even get breast cancer. You know, so what it boils down to is, you know, a disease is a disease, or you know, it is what the establishment says it is, right? Before you even get a diagnosis, you know, without any real evidence that you're sick to give you prescription drugs, that's their next level of payday for the pharmaceutical industry, and they're gonna tout it as a preventative effort. All right, so the halls of medicine are going to take the scientific position that boosting your immune system is a fallacy, can't do it. But in their next breath, they confess they're still studying the immune system. They don't fully understand its function. So my question is, why do you give people immune suppressant drugs then if you don't understand the immune system? Isn't that kind of like playing Russian roulette? It sounds a little off to me. Researchers are exploring, this is what they're saying, researchers are exploring, and this is from Harvard Medical School, the effects of diet, exercise, age, psychological stress, herbs, and other factors on your immune system in animals and humans. They say they have found some interesting results that are emerging, but it's preliminary, they say. They're still trying to understand the immune system, how it works, and how to measure its function. So then there's the next paragraph. They say, many products claim to boost or support immunity. The concept of boosting immunity makes little sense scientifically and may not be a good thing. Well, how would they know since they don't understand the immune system? Huh? Yeah, they don't understand it. They say professional athletes engage in blood doping, putting more blood into their system to enhance performance, and that will run the risk of strokes, so they compare immune boosting to that. Well, we're not trying to overstimulate or overwork your immune system. We're trying to bring your immune system back to normal because you've been taking antibiotics and vaccines that suppress it. So you're just trying to bring your immune system back to full strength. That's what immune boosting is. Hello. Medicine, that's what we're trying to accomplish and help ourselves to function like we are supposed to. Now, science assumes that boosting your immune system automatically will cause problems. Science seeks to control mechanisms within your immune system. It wants to control how many different kinds of cells that are in your blood, because your immune system manufactures lymphocytes and macrophages and things like that. So they want to control that instead of your immune system doing it. But immune boosting doesn't really seek to override those functions. It wants to work with the system. And your body decides, you know, which immune system cells to manufacture based on the pathogens involved and the nutrition that it has to draw from. So nutritional substances in your diet or in your herbal supplements can actually help your body balance function, not interfere with it. Now, science is kind of stumped when there's an event, it can't be measured or analyzed to their satisfaction. Example, they know that reducing your stress elevates your immune system function, but they don't understand how that's happening. So they see that there's a link, but they can't scientifically measure that effect. They admit that science is not advanced enough to understand how this works at improving your immune system. So my question for the folks at Harvard is, if you don't know enough about the immune system and how it functions, then why are you subjecting people to immune suppressant drugs like antibiotics and vaccines? Medical science has its place. I think it's good for trauma, you know, triage, but they don't prevent disease. They manage disease. So I personally haven't seen any death certificates where it says that the death was because of, you know, supplements or herbs. I do see death certificates from time to time citing death by prescription medications. So there's millions of people die because of their drugs they're prescribed. So how many death certificates issued for herbs alone? Zero. How many for prescription drugs? Millions. So it's my experience that if one is diligent with their diet, with regular exercise, avoids a lot of prescription drugs, over-the-counter products, they have much better risk, that lower the risk of being running into disease problems and giving disease a foothold. They have a healthier risk to avert that. So personally, I work with the system, and when you get to doing that. You actually can read the body signals, how your body's telling you something's up. So check it out. Check out how you can improve your immune system function by using some herbs that are super packed with nutrition and minerals and enzymes and amino acids, so that it has the building blocks that the immune system can draw from to work properly. It's all about the nutrition, basically, and getting the toxins out of the system. So cleansing and nourishing the body, like in the cleansing section that we just talked about, huge, huge step at improving health. And then the next one is improving your immune system function so that you're, you know, lowering your risk of having problems. So cleanse and nourish, boost immune system, two simple things that people are able to do. It's not rocket science. And it's a big step forward for them. Now, if you go to the powerherbs.com, they do have an allergy and immune system section. They also have an organic organ body cleanse section and lots of other things there. Just, you know, give them a call, ask questions, or ask for a free product catalog. The number is 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. You can get there, type in at herbtalklive.com as well. And a lot of our regular folks have signed up, they registered, and they get points, redemption points, reward points, so they can save on their purchases from time to time. But you don't have to sign up, and you can also just cut and paste some of the herb coupons that they have up there on the website and save as well on any of your purchases. So you can get well and save money. Hey, that's a beautiful thing. Absolutely. Especially with the holidays, a lot of stress, traveling, relatives, dealing with relatives, the expense of gifts. So do yourself a favor. You can take a lot of stress out of your system when you put in some organic bees. Hard to find those if you go to the regular stores out there, but organic stuff is easily assimilated. The body can tap into it right away. And Apothecary Herbs, they specialize in your liquids and powders, so water-soluble in the system, not a whole lot of digestion needed, and it works right away. So if you're looking for organic bees, look at their body food mix. It's a big seller. We're always making it at Apothecary Herbs, trying to keep it in-house because people love it so much, and they use that one thing to cover their vitamins, their minerals, amino acids, plant proteins, their natural B vitamins, which helps their nervous system deal with a lot of stress. So holidays is stressful. Good times, happy times, you know, seeing people you haven't seen in a while. But it's also stressful, so take care of yourself. If you need to take the stress off your nervous system, there's nothing better than liquid valerian root, I think, personally. Takes the tension out. If you get muscle tension, if you're all uptight, I like to use lobelia herb for that, and that's also there. It's called relaxation formula. So you have options that aren't toxic, that aren't going to be addictive, see? So, God's herbs are good. All right. And speaking of God's herbs, we got a few minutes. I want to talk about why they're bitter. A lot of the medicinal herbs are bitter. Well, you know, in the 1700s, pharmacists would try to sugarcoat a lot of those bitter herbs, you know, with the sweet syrups. They would call it an elixir. I remember growing up, they would just make this nasty stuff. You know, the pharmacists would make the nasty stuff, cough syrup and stuff. Cherry or grape. Ugh, disgusting. I rather would have had liked to have the herbs, but c'est la vie. So patients are asking, you know, why are some of the powerful medicinal herbs so bitter? Well, European countries are more receptive to bitter herbs for medicines than people here in the United States. In Germany alone, it's estimated 40 million doses of bitter herbs are dispensed every day. Europeans have come to realize that if it isn't bitter, it's got very little power to it, no benefit. So it's the tannins and the oils and the glycosides and the alkaloids that are in the herb that dictate the level of bitterness and flavor of the herb. A lot of herbs will have a signature taste to them, and when you try to sugarcoat them with flavorings, it weakens that a bit. So you want to get familiar with how herbs taste so you know what's in the product. If you're, you know, tasting liquids and powders that are water-soluble, so you'll be more of a connoisseur of herbs. So it's real important to understand how they taste. Now, the ancients knew that the bitter herbs cause movement in the body. In other words, bitter herbs can move blood flow, digestive enzymes, move fluids in the immune system, in the blood system, all over the body. Bile, bitter herbs move bile. So it's our ancestors knew that, and they would rather offend their palate and have something valuable heal them than to have something sugar-coated. So the strength is in the bitterness. And what did Confucius say? Good medicine always tastes bitter. Very wise. Yes, yes. So I think Americans really need to retrain their taste buds and learn to receive the medicinal benefits that God's put in his herbs, chemically perfect and balanced. Because when you look at a lot of nutrition out there, you'll see the uptake minerals required for the body to assimilate that properly. And it's not isolated, it's not taken away, it's all there. If you're getting a whole food type of supplement there. So always look for whole food. The less processing, the better. And this is why pharmaceutical products have side effects, because they extract only what they want to make their product, to patent it, and they leave the buffer alkaloids behind. Then they make synthetics out of it, and so there you go. But there's a whole long history of how bitter herbs improve digestion, eating disorders. Hundreds of years ago, they would incorporate a lot of bitter herbs into beverages, tonics, drinks, liqueurs to improve digestion and for health benefits. It had a lot of healing properties there. For instance, they would take gentian root and the bitterness of gentian root, and they made it into a drink called vermouth. Do you remember that? And this is why people would have an alcoholic beverage with vermouth in it a half hour before dinner, because in that 30-minute period, the gentian root, that's, you know, what they make vermouth out of, would help prepare the digestive enzymes so that people would not overeat. Okay, so if you're worried about overeating this holiday season or any time of the year, gentian root is the way to go. And we do have that at Apothecary Herbs. It's in a liquid. So you can just take a dropper full of that, you know, chase it down with a little water half hour before eating, and you'll have, you know, smooth sailing through whatever, you know, 14-course meal you're going to eat. So there's lots of herbs that have wandered into the beverage arena, but it all started with improving health, having some sort of health benefit. So there's lots of digestive herbs on the powerherbs.com website. Fennel seed for any kind of gas or bloating takes that care of that in no time at all. Peppermint, of course, for stomach ache, and ginger root for nausea. Slippery elm for dysentery. Eating too much stuffing. You can get rid of all those problems without having any pharmaceutical side effects, because they're not pharmaceuticals. They're God's herbs. Herbs are here for the service of man. That's what he said. So check it out, thepowerherbs.com. Get a free product catalog. And next time, we'll try to fit in the beetroot topic. We'll try to squeeze that in. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice from a licensed medical doctor if you dare before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.